ויאמר השם לאברום, לך לך מארצך ומולדתך מבית אביך לארץ אשר אראך. Doesn't say like by Noach, hey, Yisro isi tzadik lefona b'im hazeh. It doesn't say Avram is a big tzadik. Doesn't say Noach Avram motza chen b'ni Hashem. Just says a tzivui. Avram told Hashem, told Avram, go from your land, Oratz Hashem areko, Esro goygolo b'avorecho, I'll make you into a big nation. What's the difference between Avram and Noach? Noach was a tzaddik, tamei, b'roisov. Yet Noach, even though he was zoche, the only person in the entire Bria to be saved in his family, Noach was not zoche to have his descendants receive the Torah. Directly through Shem and through Avram, but not all of his descendants weren't zoche. Receive the Torah. Only Avraham Avinu was zeiche to be the nation, the sons would be the nation that received the Torah. What's miyuchad about Avraham Avinu? The Torah doesn't even tell us he's a tzaddik. Why was he zeiche to something that Avraham Avinu, that Noach was not zeiche to? The Medrash says in Parshas Noach, Medrash Rabba, a few mishalim of the difference between Avraham and Noach. One mashal says like this. I think this mashal explains what the whole difference is. Mashal le'oya v'shem melech shohaya mishtakeya betit oveh. There was a friend of a king that was sunk in mud. He sees a melech v'roi, so the melech saw him sinking. Amar lo yachata mishtakeya v'tit. Lachimi, he dragged him out. He says, I don't want you to die, I don't want you to sink in the mud. Come and walk with me. That's the marshal of Noach. That's the pshat. Eso lekim is halach Noach. Lomo Avraham Avinu, doimel, what is Avraham Avinu similar to? Lo'ya v'sho melech, sh'ro'as ha'melech. A friend of a king that saw the king walking in dark alleys with no light. The beloved saw the king walking in the dark alley, so he lit a light through a window that the king shouldn't have to walk in the darkness. He sees a melech b'roa iso. The melech looked up and looked, saw him and said, Omar lo, ad shato meili derech hachaloyim. Instead of illuminating me through the window, boi ve'ir lefona, come and walk before me and hold the light in front of me, hold the lamp in front of me. Tachom ha-kodesh bovel avom. Ad she tehei meili me'asipetamia. Bavo yisev, instead of being mayor in Mesopotamia, that's a custom in the countries where Chon, where Avraham Avinu lived. Boy v'heil ifona b'eretz Yisrael. Come and illuminate me, my way, before me in Eretz Yisrael. So what's this marshal here? Avraham Noach is like a king that's sunk in teat. So Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him from sinking in the teat. Salach l'fona, I don't sink. I want you to walk with me. I want to save your life. But Avraham Avinu, he doesn't just want to save his life. Avraham Avinu is a way of illuminating the path for the king. It means the king wants to reach his destination. And there's no way to reach his destination because it's dark. He can't walk, he doesn't know which way to go. So the beloved of the king lights up the path for him to let him reach his destination. King says, oh, thank you for lighting me in this area where you live. Come and be my light, be my guide always, all through your life. But not just in these lands, Mesopotamia. Illuminate my path all through. What does that mean? Avraham Avinu helps HaKadosh Baruch Hu reach his goal. What's the goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? It's not enough to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Zchar V'Einish. It's not enough to give reward, just to give reward. As the Das Tfuna says, that Hashem, based on earlier Mekoros, Tachlis of the Bria is that mankind should recognize his ability of Elam. That the Kvod Shamayim should be something real to everyone in the world. So Avraham Avinu worried about Kvod Shamayim. He worried about teaching Torah to the whole world. He recognized not only there's a Bnei Olam, but that the Tachlis of the Bria is Avodas Hashem. There is no Tachlis of the Bria. So just like the Avraham the Oyev, the Melech illuminated the king when he was walking in his path in the town that the friend lived. So the king says, come illuminate my path wherever I go in my country. So everyone will know about it, not just in your particular area, your street. Avraham Avinu, wherever he went, Vayelech Avraham, Vayikro V'Shem Hashem. That's what it says about Avraham, each time. He was mefarsim that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. Noach didn't do that. Noach was a tzaddik, Tomim, the Reisov, but a tzaddik for himself. He wasn't master of the world, but tshuva. He tried to be master of the world, maybe by building the teva, people were supposed to do tshuva. But he didn't go out to teach people there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. Avraham Avinu taught people there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. Vayikro V'Shem Hashem. Vayogas Hanicho, Hanichei Beisa, he had Hanichim, he had people that he taught Torah to. He had thousands of people that he was Melamed Torah, that he was Melamed, that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom to. Not just Melamed how to keep mitzvahs, not just the Sheva mitzvahs, but Melamed them that the Tachlis of everything is Avodas Hashem. And then Medrash goes on to say something. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar L'Roye. This Maase of Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to a roye, to a shepherd, she'omed u'mabit b'tzoni, that stands and watches his sheep. Rabbi Shlokesh Omar, v'nosi shu'malech v'zkenim l'fonov. The Rabbeinu Shlom is compared to a nosi who walks, and his kenim walk before him. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Noach is compared to a roye, Hashem, the relationship of Hashem to Noach is a roye that watches the sheep. Rabbeinu Shlom watches the tzaddikim, tomim, the roisov, that keep us in Hashem, that don't do averes, that are not nichshon chomos and arayas, a tzaddik, but the roisov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him. He's like a roye that watches his sheep. But Rabbi Yochanan says that this moshel of Avraham Avinu is like a nosi who walks and his kenim walk before him. A king walks and the elders walk before him. Why do they walk before him? In a parade, first you have the soldiers walk before the king. The reason for that is the soldiers proclaim that soon the king is going to come. The soldiers are a means of proclaiming the covet of the king. What is the covet of the king? That's the most important thing. We're here, we're elders, we're mechubit, we're honored people, but we're only here to give covet to the king. It's kenim she, it's kenim nosi she, it's kenim oymar, it's kenim lefonov. Al dai te rab yechanam, onu tzrichim lichvoidei. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we need, people need, Klal Yisrael needs, Kvod Shamayim. Al Dai Tanu Hashem Elokish, Hu Tzorich Lichvodeinu. Very, very fantastic chazal here. The first pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches his tzoyim, that's what we're compared to. We compare Noach to that. Then we need his covenant. We need him to help us. The Tachlis is our lives, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us by saving us, by giving us Chava Inish. Al Daita Rav Shimon Lokish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our covet. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants mankind to recognize the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So his will is that we should recognize him. He needs our covet. It doesn't mean literally he needs, but it means he created the world so that mankind should recognize him. His purpose is not fulfilled. The purpose of creation is not fulfilled until we honor him, until we demonstrate our honor for him, until we are the zkenim, the walk before the nasi. The yisod is like this. Avraham Avinu lived totally for Kvod Shamayim. He recognized that the tachlis of the Bria is that mankind should recognize as a Bari Olam. And he himself, his whole life, was the beetle of himself to Kvod Shamayim. Starting with Lech Lecha Me'atzecha, going from land, from his own land, going to another land because it's Chosen Hashem. Or every story that we have with Avraham Avinu, not just stories, they're the building of Avraham Avinu. They're the components that make up Avraham Avinu, the Mesiras Nefesh with Loit, his Mesiras Nefesh with the Arba Melochim, his Achmisha, his Mesiras Nefesh, the readiness to give up his life to save Loit. His Mesiras Nefesh, everything in Avraham Avinu is one thing, is Mesiras Nefesh. He says it in two words. Vanoichi ofer ve'efer, Avraham Avinu says. I'm ofer ve'efer. What does ofer mean? I'm ofer. Everyone steps on me. I'm not the eker. Efer, what is efer? Efer, I have nothing of my own. Ashes, when you burn up ashes, whatever you burn, there's nothing left of it. You can't recognize what you had before. I'm ready to let myself be burnt for Kvod Shamayim. I'm recognized. I'm ready to give up my whole life for Kvod Shamayim. I'm not the Iker. The Iker is the Bari Olam. It says that Noach, when he entered the Teva, was Ketani Amona. Rashi says, Ketani Amona. He didn't have Emunah. Because he had to wait until it rained before he went into the Teva. It wasn't enough Rotzon Hashem that he had a commandment to go into the Teva. But he had to wait till there was a mitzvah, till there was rain, till he saw it's mamish sakona. It doesn't mean the chas v'sholom Noach wasn't a maimin. It doesn't say, it says ketani amona. He was missing something in amuna, something that we wouldn't even find if we would look at him. But the Torah is made, there was a ketani amona. It's a microscopic chesoron in amuna. What was that chesoron in amuna? That it's shayach for him to live, to have an existence without being mekayim b'rotzon Hashem. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo tells him to go into the Teva? No, he has to wait till it's a sakona. He has a life without going into the Teva. He has to worry about his life. He has fear. A person who has fears is not a maimon. A person who worries is not a maimon. Gemara says, if a person worries, he's a chato at. He's a chote. What are you worried about? There's only Rotzon Hashem. Everything in the B'ri is Rosan Hashem. What are you worried about? Everything that happens to you is Rosan Hashem. You have to make an ishtadlis and save yourself from tzoros. But worry. Worry means that that even after you've done all your ishtadlis, you believe that you're in charge of the world. Maybe I can do something else. I don't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you rely completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't worry. The way to get rid of worry is bitochen. The yisod of a person's simcha, the yisod of a person's menuchas ha-nefesh, the yisod of being relaxed and confident and not full of stress is only because it's bitochen, it's because the Rebbeinu Shlomo created the world, and I'm supposed to carry out his will. As long as I carry out his will, I have nothing to worry about. Whatever he does to me, that's his will. He has a reason for what he's doing. I'm not worried. I'm not going to worry about what he does for me. That's the secret of the life. Avraham Avinu understood the secret of life. The secret of life is doing everything to be for Kvod Shamayim, nothing for oneself, only for Kvod Shamayim. That's why Avraham Avinu was the Amud HaChesed. Chesed is thinking of someone else. Not thinking of yourself. How can you think of someone else and not of yourself? Because I'm here not to serve myself. I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he wants me to do chesed to others, I'm doing it. Otherwise you can't be a complete Baal Chesed, unless you have complete emunah in Rabbeinu Shalom, then you can be a Baal Chesed, otherwise you think about yourself. Look out for yourself, you're always looking out for yourself, for your benefit, for your kovod, for your money. That's what Avraham Avinu brought into the world. And that's why Hashem Echod, he brought the emunah in Hashem Echod. Echod means there's nothing but Rotzon Hashem in the world. Echod. There's only one idea, Rotzon Hashem. And that's the tachlis of the Bria, is that mankind should recognize that there's a Bria. The tachlis, he wants us to recognize, that's why Utzorich Lichvedenu, his will for the world is not completed until we recognize that. Utzorich, he needs Kvedenu, that we should honor him. He doesn't need our honor. But what he needs, because his plan for the world is that mankind should recognize his ability. And Avraham Avinu latched onto that. He understood that. The Gemara says that there's 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 in 6,000 years of the world, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. That's 6,000 years. 2,000 years of Tohu were until Avraham Avinu was making his birth until he was 48 years old. That's 2,000 years, 52, I'm sure. 2,000 years of Tohu. And 2,000 years of Torah came about when Avraham Avinu recognized Dez Rabbeinu Shalom. Those 2,000 years began with Avraham, continued to Matan Torah, continued till the time of the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, and ended with the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. That's the 2,000 years of Torah. Really, had the Beis HaMikdosh not been Churban, the last 2,000 years would have been 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. But because we were Choyte, it became again 2,000 years of Tohu. What is Tohu? Tohu is life without a purpose. Like the Gemara says, someone doesn't get married. A person doesn't get married, it's Tohu. He's just going to live and die. He's not going to have any continuity. There's no matorah, there's no continuation to his life. That's Tohu. Tohu is where life doesn't function. Life doesn't become a permanent feature of the world. If the life can fall apart, then it's called Tohu. Tohu is in a person's individual life also, not just in the history. Tohu is a life where a person doesn't have purpose in his life. He's not living for the tachlis of Avodas Hashem. That's Tohu. Machlokes between people, stress in a person's life, anxiety, worry, these are all manifestations of the Tohu in a person's neshama. If it happens to the whole world, then the world is Tohu. If the world doesn't have Torah, as it before Avraham Avinu was born, the world had no purpose. There were tzaddikim, it was a shelach. There was individual tzaddikim, chanoich, noyach, but the world did not have the means of knowing what its tachlis is. Avraham Avinu taught them what the tachlis is. The tachlis is avodas Hashem, not selfishness, not oneself, not one's enhancement, not one's money, not one's kovod, pleasures, what everyone lives for. No. Avraham Avinu taught that the tachlis is avodas Hashem. Yisalech lefonei ve'yesomim. It starts with lech lecha, and this week's parsha ends with a mila, bris mila. Bris mila is also indication that a human being does not live for his taivis. He lives for avodas Hashem. That's the bris mila. He lives for others immediately after the bris mila. Next week's parsha, he demonstrates the enormous chesed that he displayed with the orchim, because that's what a person becomes when he is a. When he recognizes what the tachlis of the bria is. The tachlis is nothing exists but avodas Hashem. I don't exist. Only Rotzon Hashem. I am mishabed myself, mishabed the whole world, to recognize it as a bria olam. That's Avraham Avinu. Not that I'm a tzaddik myself. I'm teaching others that that's the tachlis of the bria. He needs us to recognize, to carry out the will of the, carry out the purpose of creation. He needs us to recognize that there's nothing else ever zuwasa. That's what Klal Yisrael is. That's the definition of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the children of Avraham that live to be mefarsim that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. That means they have to live themselves with that matov in mind that there's nothing else in the Briya but Avodas Hashem. That's the Shnei Alofim Torah. That's what Torah is all about. Torah is how to live a life which is kuloi kvod shamayim. How to make everything in your life a means of expressing that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. Your private life, your public life, your business life, your professional life, everything is a means of expressing kvod shamayim. There's no exception. Hashem Echod, Hashem is one. There's no exception. That's how a Jew lives. That's the 2,000 years of Torah. That's a Ben Avraham Avinu who lives with Torah and not with Tohu. A yeshiva is such a place where they're the shluchim of Klal Yisrael to live in accordance with this principle of Avraham Avinu, with the Torah. Yeshiva is totally devoted to Avodas Hashem, davening, the midas, the Torah that we learn in the yeshiva is our way of training ourselves that nothing exists but Avodas Hashem. That's how a Ben Torah should live. That's what yeshiva is for. Nothing. He goes to sleep to have koyach to learn. He exercises have koyach to learn. Whatever he does is conversation. There's nothing like the first siman Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramah brings the Meravuchim at the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch Chaim. Everything a person should be thinking constantly of Vatzan Hashem, Hashem Echad. Everything he does, Shoch Bechov Kamecho. What a pity it is that someone comes to yeshiva and he misses the main message of a yeshiva. He thinks of it as a way of continuing the life that he had before. He doesn't realize he has to transform himself into someone that his whole life is kvod shamayim. He has to transform himself into an Avraham Avinu. Not living for selfish reasons. Not living to enhance himself, not living for Kvod Shamayim. Whatever he does is a means of expressing Kvod Shamayim. That Efes Uvosay, like we say in Elenu three times a day, Emes Malkeinu, Efes Uvosay is nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tachlis. And therefore, to become a Ben Torah, the way we should be in a yeshiva, one has to cut himself off from the influences that he had before, the culture that he had before, the ashpoes we have from the street, ashpoes are think about yourself. Definition of success is making money, becoming famous. We have a diametrically opposed view of what life is about. And in yeshiva, you have to live that way. You have to cut yourself off from anything, any ashpoe. That negates that Kabbalah, negates that way of life, negates that ambition that a Jew has, that everything in his life should be Avodas Hashem. That's why yeshiva frowns on connections to internet, video, connections to movies, anything which is the Goyisha culture. The Tzad HaShoveh of the Goyisha culture is look out for yourself, look out for your pleasures. And the Tzad HaShoveh of a Ben Torah, Ben Avraham Avinu is, whatever you do should be l'shem shemayim. Kol ma'asecho yu l'shem shemayim. One sentence, like the Rambam says, one sentence which is kol, an idea which hundreds of thousands of books have been written about, what man is created for. Kol ma'asecho yu l'shem shemayim. Everything you do should be l'shem shemayim. It's so pashut, it's so simple. Elokim also, as the other Yosha, man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man straight, very simple. It's very simple, very straightforward. We twist our lives, make all kinds of other considerations, but we really, basically it's Yosha, it's very simple. Tachlis is Avodas Hashem. Kol ma'asecho yu l'shem shamayim. We learn Torah, we daven, we do chasodim, we become Bali Midas status. That's the tachlis of a yeshiva, the tachlis of a ben Torah. We all go through in our lifetimes the process of Avraham Avinu. We have to come to that recognition that Avraham Avinu came to. That Anochi Ofer V'Efer, my life is not important. I have to be a vehicle for Kvod Shamayim. And therefore, I have to be a Baal Chesed. My tachlis in life is not getting myself more money or more fame or more position or pleasure. The tachlis is doing Rotzon Hashem. That's the tachlis of the Bria. The tachlis of the Bria is that we should recognize Kvod Shamayim, like Avraham Avinu recognized. That's the two alofim Torah. Now, I started off by asking why by Noach does it say that he received the reward because he was tzaddik. We don't find Avraham Avinu doesn't say Lech Lecha Me'atzra because I found out that you're a big tzaddik. It doesn't say that he's a tzaddik. That's why he was chosen to be an Avraham Avinu. It doesn't say why. It just says Lech Lecha. Come out of nowhere. Parshas Noach, we have all the families that were born at the end of Noach. And here it says, Vayim Hashem Avraham, out of nowhere Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, Lech Lecha Me'atzra, there's a remez there, we're casting that he was thrown into a fire. It's only a remez, not written explicitly in the Torah. Why? Because Avraham Avinu is not an Inyan Eschar. Avraham Avinu is a component in the whole Bria, bringing the Bria to Achris Hayomim. Just like the mitzvahs in the Torah are there to bring out Kvod Shamayim in the world, Avraham Avinu was a way of bringing out the Torah into the world. It's not a reward. Avraham Avinu wasn't sent to Eretz Yisrael because of reward. He was sent to begin a process that would end with Matan Torah and with the Binyan Beis Hamikdash and end with Yemos HaMashiach. It's not a reward. He is taking part in what the whole Bria is created for. Noach was a reward. Avraham is not a reward. Avraham Avinu is Torah. He is Torah. He's making it possible for Torah to come to this world, for Beis HaMikdash to come about, for Mashiach to come about. It's not a reward. Reward means you could do something else and you're getting a reward because you were good, you weren't a Rosh. Avraham Avinu wasn't zeiche because he was a tzaddik to what he was zeiche. He was zeiche because he gave himself over to Rotzon Hashem. He lived only Kvod Shamayim, Anochi Ofer V'Efer. It's not as a reward, it's because that is the Mahalach of Torah. This is the first step of Matan Torah. When Hashem told Avraham, Lech Lecha Me'atzro, it's the first step of Matan Torah. You're going there, you're going to make a nation, you're going to have children, Avraham. Yitzhak and Yaakov and the Shvatim and the whole, you're going to have children that will grow up to be the that will receive the Torah Har Sinai, which is the Tachlis of the Bria. I'm not giving it to you as a reward. I'm giving it to you because you are taking place in what the whole world is about. That's the Tachlis of the Bria. Tachlis of the Bria is the recognizers of Bnei Olam. You are the one who's going to make the world recognize as a Bnei Olam. It's not a reward. There's no world without it. Lech Lecha, you become that person that will make the world worthwhile, that will keep the world in Kiyum. The tachlis again of Avraham Avinu is recognizing and teaching others to recognize that the, everything is here lichvodo, hakol bo lichvodo. It's the tachlis of the B'nai. And that is the tachlis of our individual lives, and the tachlis of a yeshiva, the tachlis of a ben Torah, is that our lives should be lived totally for Kvod Shamayim. Every area of our lives, nothing outside of that area. Yeshiva man is yeshiva man 24 hours a day, literally, because there's no exception to his hours of his day. Hakol bo lichvodeh. We should be zeichet. This man, Be'ez Hashem, we just started. The madregis in Torah, madregis in Avoda, madregis in Gemilas Chasodim. We should zeichet to become greater b'nei Torah. We're well on our way to becoming Talmid Chachomim. Ovdei Hashem, Kadshei Shem Shomayim, and everything we do, and be Mekayim, Bechol Devachecha Do'eihu, doing everything, Shem Shomayim.